ਪਾਤਸ਼ਾਹੀ ਦਸਵੀਂ ਕਬਿਓ ਵਾਚ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਚੌਪਈ
ਅਹਿਮ ਬਾਈ ਦ 10th ਗੁਰੂ ਗੁਰੂ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ
ਅਮਰੀ ਕਰੋ ਹਾਥ ਦੇ ਰਸ਼ਾ
ਦਿਸ ਪ੍ਰੇਅਰ ਇਜ਼ ਇਨ ਦ ਫਾਰਮ ਆਫ ਅ ਪਲੀ ਟੂ ਗੋਡ ਓ ਗੋਡ ਪਲੀਜ਼ ਪ੍ਰੋਟੈਕਟ ਅਸ ਫਰੋਮ ਦ 5 ਕਾਰਡੀਨਲ ਵਾਈਸਿਸ ਇਲਿਸਿਟ ਸੈਕਸ਼ੂਅਲ ਡਿਜ਼ਾਇਰਸ ਐਂਗਰ ਗਰੀਡ ਅਨਡਿਊ ਅਟੈਚਮੈਂਟ ਐਂਡ ਈਗੋ by extending your own protective hand
puran hoye chit ki isha
let this my heart's desire be granted
tav charnan man rahe hamara
may my mind rest at your feet at all times in other words may I think of you all the time
apna jaan karo pratpara
consider me your committed devotee please nurture my soul and provide spiritual upbringing
hamare dusht sabhe tum kaav ho
let you destroy all my 5 enemies within me
aap hath de mohe bachav ho
since I cannot combat them on my own please guard me against these foes by offering your hand
sukhi basa moro parivara
may my khalsa family live in peace at the hands of these foes
ਸੇਵਕ ਸਿੱਖ ਸਭੈ ਕਰਤਾਰਾ
ਓ ਲਾਰਡ ਆਲ ਮਾਈ ਸਿੱਖਸ ਆਰ ਯੋਰ ਸੇਵਕਸ ਯੋਰ ਡਿਵੋਟੀਸ ਦੇ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਵਰਸ਼ਿਪ ਐਨੀ ਅਦਰ ਐਕਸੈਪਟ ਯੂ ਐਂਡ ਹੈਂਸ ਸੀਕ ਯੋਰ ਪ੍ਰੋਟੈਕਸ਼ਨ ਐਂਡ ਬਲੈਸਿੰਗਸ
ਮੋ ਰਸ਼ਾ ਨਿਜ ਕਰਦਾ ਕਰੀਐ
ਓ ਲਾਰਡ ਆਈ ਰਿਪੀਟ ਮਾਈ ਸਪਲੀਕੇਸ਼ਨ ਮਾਈ ਪਲੀ ਪਲੀਜ਼ ਪ੍ਰੋਟੈਕਟ ਮੀ ਫੋਰ ਮਾਈ 5 ਸਪਿਰਿਚੁਅਲ ਐਨੀਮੀਜ਼ ਬਾਈ ਆਫਰਿੰਗ ਯੋਰ ਹੈਲਪਿੰਗ ਹੈਂਡ
ਸਭ ਬੈਰਨ ਕੋ ਆਸੰਗਰੀਐ
ਪਲੀਜ਼ ਡਿਸਟਰੋਏ ਦੀ ਐਨੀਮੀਜ਼ ਆਫ ਮਾਈ ਸਪਿਰਿਟ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵੈਰੀ ਲਾਈਫ ਸੋ ਦੈਟ ਆਈ ਮੇ ਨਾਟ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਗੋ ਇਨ ਟੂ ਦ ਸਾਈਕਲ ਆਫ ਲਾਈਫ ਐਂਡ ਡੈਥ ਅਗੇਨ
ਪੂਰਨ ਹੋਏ ਹਮਾਰੀ ਆਸਾ
ਮੇ ਦਿਸ ਵਿਸ਼ ਆਫ ਮਾਈਨ ਆਲਸੋ ਬੀ ਗ੍ਰਾਂਟਡ
ਤੋਰ ਭਜਨ ਕੀ ਰਹਿ ਪਿਆਸਾ
ਮੇ ਦ ਥਰਸਟ ਐਂਡ ਕਰੇਵਿੰਗ ਫਾਰ ਯੋਰ ਪ੍ਰੇਅਰਸ ਐਂਡ ਵਰਸ਼ਿਪ continue in me forever
tumhein shaad koi aur na tyau
may I never ever forsake you to worship any other
jo bar chaho so tum te paam
may I draw all the spiritual strength I desire from you
sevak sekh hamare tari hai chun chun chhatr hamare mari hai
o lord all my sikhs are your devotees make them swim this world ocean successfully so that they may unite with you at the end of their life journey Please single out our enemies of the spirit, illicit sexual desire, anger, greed, undue attachment with man and material and vain ego, and destroy them for good so that we may be in union with you.
Aap haath de mujhe abariyai.
By offering your helping hand, please save me from perversions and spiritual maladies.
Marna kaal ka tras nivariyai.
And thus free me from the extreme fear that is associated with the time of death.
Wo jo sada hamare pasha.
Please always be on my side, backing me up against my 5 foes.
Sri astoju kareyo rasha.
O God, please do safeguard me from my foes.
Rakh leo mora khanhare.
O Lord, you, being unmatched in power, are capable of providing a safeguard against strongest enemies. Therefore, please shield me from my 5 enemies. For whom I am no match.
Sahib Sant Sahaye Pyare.
The Lord Master is known to be the savior of saints whom he loves, cherishes and respects.
Din band dushtan ke hanta.
O Lord, you are a friend of the weak and oppressed while you are the destroyer of aggressors and tyrants.
Tum ho puri chaturdas kanta.
O Lord, you are the master of the entire universe. Being so, you are all powerful. And capable of fending the weak against any aggressors however powerful he may be
kalpaye brahma bapatara
god gave a human body to brahma guruji wishes to make a point that brahma who is regarded and revered as god and the creator of the world by some was decreed to take a human body like other animals by the one and only lord of the universe
kalpaye shivju avatara
even lord shiva was ordained by god to take a human body and be born like others it implies that if shiva was born like others and took a body he must have died and he who himself dies cannot control death of others
kal paaye kar bisan prakasa
even lord vishnu the hindu deity regarded as the provider for other livings was made to take a human body by God Himself. The life of all the living deities like Brahma, Vishnu and Shivji is like a drama staged on the earth as arranged by God. It should be noted that Guruji does not defy the piety and esteem of these devtas, but stresses that they cannot take the place of God and should not be worshipped as God.
Javankar Jogi Sivakiyo Bedarai Brahma Jyothiyo.
My salutations are to God, who brought to life a great yogi like Shivji and created an esteemed spiritual master like Brahma, who wrote the Vedas.
Javankar Sav Lok Savara Namaskar Hai Tahe Hamara.
God, who not only created the universe but designed and fashioned it for the habitation and sustenance of life, my salutations are to Him.
Javan kaal sab jagat banayo dev dai jasan upajayo.
God, who created not only the entire universe but also all the divinities and the demons, the good and the bad, is the only entity worth praising and worshipping.
Aad ant ekai avatara soi guru samjyo hamara.
From the beginning of the universe till its future end, only God Himself is the admirable, adorable reality worth reverence and worshipping. The same one and only God I regard as my spiritual counselor. In other words, only God guides me and gives me spiritual enlightenment. I regard Him as a true guide for my spirit.
Namaskar tisihi ko hamari sakal parjajane aap sawari.
My salutations are to Him alone, who not only has created humanity but also has perfected it.
Sevakan ko sevagun sukh diyo.
My salutations are to God alone, who bestows happiness and comfort to His devotees.
Satran ko pal mo bad kiyo.
He captivates and renders harmless the enemies of His true devotee.
Kat kat ke antar ki janat.
God is fully familiar with what is passing through every heart.
Bhale bure ki peer pashanat.
He knows and understands fully well the sufferings of both the ethical as well as immoral people.
Jinti te kunchar asthula.
If He so desires, He can make an ant to bring an elephant to a halt.
Sa par kripa drisht kar phula.
He takes pride in casting His glance of favor on all, irrespective of big and small, mighty and weak, rich and poor.
Santan dukh paaye te dukhi sukh paaye sadhun ke sukhi.
If anyone inflicts pain or grief on His saints, He Himself is grieved. On the other hand, if anyone pleases and comforts them, He Himself is comforted and pleased.
Ek ek ki peer pashanai kat kat ke pat pat ki jaanai.
God is aware of the pain and sufferings of every individual. The question arises that if God knows the pain and suffering of every individual, why He does not act to remove such pain and suffering? Pain and suffering is the direct consequence of man's own actions done in the past or present and must be endured by him.
Javud karakh kara kartara parja tarta tab dehe apara.
When God created the universe, He created innumerable living beings of different forms in no time on the earth.
Jab akarkh kartoh kab hun tum main milt dehe tar sab hun.
Whenever God contemplates ending the universe, all the living merge in Him again.
Jete badan shreshth sab tarai aap apni bujo charai.
All the human individuals You have created recite Your naam and remember You as guided by their own understanding.
Tum sab hi te rehat andralam jaant bed bhedar alam.
You do not associate yourself with any one particular religion or sect. All religions merge into you and you are common to all. Vedas and all other holy scriptures know the secret of yours. Even the sages and saints are well aware of this fact.
Nirankar nirbhikar nirlamb aad anil anad asamb.
God has no beginning and yet is the beginner of all the beginnings. He is formless, immaculate spirit, not created by any other source, and being all-powerful, does not need any help or support in running the universe. Anyone who declares that he can reveal all the undisclosed mysteries of God is foolish, for even the Veds could not reveal his own secrets and mysteries.
Taako kar pahan anmanat mahamood kas bhed na jant.
Materialistic and misguided man has been worshipping stones and stone images as true representations of God, while formless God cannot be symbolized in materialistic forms.
Mahadev ko kahat sada seva darankar ka chint nah peva.
Foolish man even mistakes Shivji for God and does not understand the obvious difference between a deity and God. He is totally lost in worshipping deities and never thinks of God.
Aap apni budh hai jeti barnat pen pen tohe teti.
It can only be concluded that various people describe and worship God in several different ways according to their own level of intelligence, thinking and understanding that they are gifted with.
Amara lakha na jaye pasara keb saja pratham sansara.
No one can ever estimate the extent of your creation, nor can one figure out as to how the universe was created in the first place.
Ek rupa noop swarupa rang pyo rav kahi poopa.
It is one God's unmatched beautiful spirit which manifests in some as poor and needy, in others as rich and affluent, and yet in others as king.
Andaj jerj setaj kini utpuj khan bahu rach dini.
God started life and devised three forms of propagation of life: through eggs, through placental births, and through sporification. Again, he created vegetation to sustain those three forms of life.
Kahun phool raja hai baitha kahun simat pyo shankar akaitha.
In some God sits joyfully as a well-contented king, and in others a detached sadhu who has withdrawn himself from the world.
Sagri srishta dikhai achampav aajgad swarup swayambhav.
The primal God, the beginner of yugas, the self-creator, exhibits his miraculous power and strength throughout the universe.
Abrasha meri tum karo sekho bar asekh sangaro.
O God, please protect me against all evils. Guard all my disciples who are followers of divine teachings. Destroy all those who deny you by defying the divine doctrine.
Dushta jate utvat utpata saklamlesh karo ranakata.
Whatever enemies of your saints and devotees happen to come into existence, destroy them in this world battlefield.
Je asatoj tav sarne pare tinke dusht dukh tahe mare.
O Lord, the enemies of all those people who put faith in you and take your shelter to meet a painful end.
Urkh jaman pag pare tihare tinke tum sankat sab tare.
You have totally eliminated the difficulties and distresses of all those who are devotionally attached to you.
Jo kal ko ek bar te aaye hain aage kal nitne aaye hain.
Those who meditate on God in this precious rare human life do not confront spiritual death.
Rasha hoye tahe sab kala dusht arisht tare tatkala.
Those who contemplate and meditate on God, their protection takes place at all times through his grace. Their enemies relent and give up. Their troubles disappear in no time.
Kripa drisht tan jaye nahar ho taake taap tan kamo har ho.
If you cast your glance of grace and favor on someone, you finish his troubles in no time.
Red sedh karmo sab hoi dusht saha sah sake na koi.
A devotee's heart is filled with spiritual pleasures and his life with comforts. The five cardinal enemies do not touch him.
Ek bar jain tu main sambhara kal faaste tahe ubara.
O God, once one starts remembering you with every intake of breath, he is saved from dying again and again. In other words, you take him out of the cycle of life and death.
Jenar naam taharo kaha daad dusht dokh te raha.
Those people who recited naam on a regular basis in their lives were saved from pain and grief caused by man's five cardinal enemies.
Khadg ke tame saran te hari aap haath de leho obari.
Having understood the message conveyed in this chopi, I submit to you from my heart and seek your shelter, O Lord, please lend me your hand of protection and save me, my mind, from five vices, which are my main foes.
Sarabathor moho sahai, dushta dokh te leho bachai.
Please, God, help me in all such situations where these five vices are likely to overpower me. Save me from these foes and from the pain and troubles caused by them.
Savaiya paayenge jab te tumre tab te ko aankh tare nahi aaneyo.
O Lord, since I have taken your shelter and refuge, I have never come under the menacing, dirty look of any person. From the time I have formed a spiritual bondage with God, I have gained courage and strength, and am no more a coward. No one since then has ever dared to intimidate and threaten me.
Ram Rahim Paran Quran Anek Kahe Mat Ek Na Maneyo.
The Puranas, the Hindu scripture, praise and glorify Ram and Quran. The Muslim scripture praises and glorifies Hazrat Muhammad. Likewise, other religions talk of their own prophets and glorify them as God. I do not accept any prophet to be God.
Simrat Sastar Ved Sabe Bhoped Kahe Hum Ek Na Janeyo.
Simritis, Shastars, and the four Veds mention various ways of God realization. O Lord, since I formed a bondage with you through Naam Simran, I do not accept any of their ritual approaches.
Sriyas paan kirpa tumri kar main na kyo sab tohe bakhaneyo.
Maintaining humility in reverence, Guru Gobind Singh Ji says that it is not he who did the Naam Simran successfully to realize God, but Lord Himself made him do it. In other words, Guruji says that it was through God's grace that he was able to do Naam Simran successfully and realize God.
Dohera sagal dwar ko shaad ke gyo toharo dwar bahen gaye ke laaj as Gobind Das tohar.
Having abandoned all other doors, I have knocked at your door for protection and help. O Lord, I am your humble servant and devotee, and since I have held your hand to be led, guided by you in my life, please steer me clear of sins and vices. It is a question of upholding your prestige, because if I fail in life, people will mock at me that a God's ardent devotee has failed.